Japan's Prime Minister Yoshiro Mori visits the White House today. He's the second Asian ally to meet President Bush in 2 weeks, following South Korea's President Kim Dae-jung. The Japanese Prime Minister is in trouble at home due to escalating economic problems and political scandal. Mori is expected to step down in the next few weeks, but the visit is important to the Bush administration. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
In the 1980s, Japan's economy was thriving. Not so today. For 10 years, Japan has been dragging due to bad bank loans, an excessive savings rate by the Japanese people, and lavish government spending on infrastructure projects. Last week, the Nikkei index hit a 16-year low, and it was felt around the world. Secretary of State Colin Powell told a congressional committee the new administration wants to talk to Mori about solutions. Japan's situation, he said, has become a security concern for the U.S. Patrick Cronin agrees. He's an East Asia analyst at the U.S. Institute of Peace.
The two nations obviously account for 40% of the world's GDP, and as a result, we've always felt a sense of mutual assured destruction in economic terms.
Cronin warns that the faltering stock market in the U.S. could become a recession or worse. He says the U.S. and Japan must act.
We need to sit down and launch a new initiative, an economic integration initiative designed to harmonize our competition and regulatory policies. And that really, I think, can be advanced at this summit, even though Prime Minister Mori is not likely to be around to witness the benefits of any kind of agreement.
Analysts say the markets are anxiously awaiting evidence of a policy change in Japan, a change that would revive the economy. But Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill has described the previous administration's very public economic demands on Tokyo as counterproductive. Charles Morrison, president of the East-West Center in Honolulu, predicts the Bush administration will take a different approach.
It's an effort more of quiet dialogue, of exploring what the problem is together, and trying to figure out a solution that makes sense both economically and politically in both countries. What is very clear is that the U.S. cannot force a solution on Japan that the Japanese system won't accept.
Although the economy is the main issue today, there are other matters to discuss. President Bush wants to recommit the U.S. to its traditional allies in East Asia. That means Japan and South Korea, a shift away from the Clinton administration's determined pursuit of better relations with China. Joseph Nye is an East Asia analyst and dean of the Kennedy School at Harvard University.
I think the United States will probably want to reinforce in Mori's mind the point that we still place Japan at the heart of our alliance relationships, our security relationships in East Asia.
Nye says that any discussion of security issues will include the new administration's evolving policy toward North Korea, as well as plans for a missile defense system. Japan is anxious to know what kind of system it will be.
The Japanese are willing to cooperate with us on theater missile defense. They are a little bit nervous about national missile defense in the sense that they fear that it may make us feel protected but not do anything to protect them. And they're also fearful about that it may exacerbate American and Japanese relations with China too much.
While the administration would like to use today's meeting to shore up an old alliance, Mori's visit follows a painful episode in relations between the two countries. Last month, a U.S. submarine struck a Japanese fishing boat loaded with high school students learning the trade. 9 Japanese are missing and presumed dead. U.S. officials from President Bush on down have apologized publicly. Another source of tension, last Friday, as Mori prepared for this trip, the governor of Okinawa urged Tokyo to consider a reduction in U.S. forces on the Japanese island. There are 25,000 U.S. troops on Okinawa, and their presence is an ongoing source of friction. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.